Chinese restaurant. And I was like, okay, will I be able to eat this? So first, the second cultural shock was you don't have forks and knives. You have chopsticks. And I never ate with chopsticks. So I told them, can I get a fork and knife? I learned chopsticks, but right now. So they said, yeah. So they arranged for forks and knives and everything. And then the food started coming. So dumplings came and everything. And I used to ask them each and every time, what is in this? What is in this? What is in this? And they used to tell me very patiently, okay, you have pork in this, you have beef in this, you have chicken, you have prawns and everything. And I was like, okay, just tell me what everything is and then I'll eat. So the food, some of it doesn't visually look good, okay? But then I thought, let's try, let's taste one bite. And if you don't like it, I don't eat it. So then I just took one bite. It was really good. Okay. Then I started eating it. Same thing when I went to China a couple of weeks back. There you can see like frog and snake and everything. And I was like, let's try. There's no harm in it. Let's try. If I don't like the taste, I won't eat it. So they served me a snake soup and everything. And I was like, okay, let's try. I took a spoonful and okay, I was like, okay, this is good. I can eat this. So for me, I always wondered when I used to see all the global guys who come to India or go to anywhere else, they eat the food very easily. For us Indians, it's like, I won't eat something else, which I don't know. For them, they used to eat it very casually, very easily. And I always used to wonder how they can do it. Now, when I'm in that role and when I travel to all these countries, there I understand that the thing about it is not be afraid and just try it out. If you don't like it, don't eat it. No one is going to force you over there. But if you like it, it's good. Otherwise, you'll miss something great in your life, which you won't have. I don't know when you're going to have. So that was really good. Met few Indians in Hong Kong. So initially was very quiet the first month because my family is here. I'm alone over there. No friends, anything. So it was a bit quiet. And then I started meeting few Indians. I made few friends. So understood that cricket is also big in Hong Kong. So over there, then, yeah. So we have a cricket club. We have 4 to 5 different cricket clubs. I now play for one of them. Because I used to play in India, like a proper club season ball cricket. And then when the job and everything started, I had to step back. But now, good that I went over there. So Hong Kong, we play every Saturday in the mornings. So it's a proper 35 overs game that we play with a proper season ball and everything. So that's really good. So that's really good. Nightlife is really good. Amazing pubs, amazing bars, amazing food, good beers. So that's another thing. So yeah, right now the plan is to stay in Hong Kong for a few years and then again move back to India, Amchi Mumbai. Because I think, yes, Hong Kong is very calm. Hong Kong is very, you can say, disciplined and everything. It offers you really good money, very less tax. So you could do a good amount of savings. But however, I think that heart is still in Mumbai, right? And to be on top of it, I don't want to flaunt it. But being a sobo kid and growing somewhere else, I think that is something is very difficult. There are some sacrifices that we need to make in our life. And I think